Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, we have Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
How's it been going for you?
Well, I kind of like the cooler weather, so it's been good. You know, a little bit earlier this week, it got a little warm, but I'm ready for some cool weather.
I'm ready for some cool weather, too, mainly to get rid of the mosquitoes. But going into cooler weather and things stop growing quite as much brings us to what you're going to talk about today. Ways to stretch your forage resources, which is hard to say, but hopefully not so hard to do.
Well, that's right. I do want to talk about this meeting that we have coming up. You know, droughty weather the past couple of years, you know, have really led to overgrazing some of our pastures and short pastures in general, a lot more weedier pastures, those kind of things. And then we also have limited resources because we had some limited hay production. Some people this year had normal hay production. Other guys had maybe half of what they typically get. So, you know, and last year, if you think back a year ago, we were abnormally dry too. And especially if you get south of us, they were extremely dry. You go west, they were extremely dry. And even today in the Flint Hills, a lot of the pastures are without water. So limited resources there as well is what I'm trying to say. So I think there will be a good demand or a high demand for hay. Hay prices will probably be relatively high this year. And all that being said, how can we get our cattle through this winter feeding period, you know, that we're going to have to get these cows through? So we are going to talk about ways to stretch your forage resources. That meeting's going to be held November the 13th. It'll be 7 o'clock in the evening at the Neosho County Community College. They're at the Ottawa campus. They're up on Logan Street. Jamie Lynn Farney, who's Southeast Area's Beef Systems Specialist, is going to be the main speaker for the evening. And we're going to have a lot of topics, you know. We're going to talk, but they're all kind of, they all have one central theme, and that's stretching your forage resources. So we're going to talk about limit feeding the cow herd. How much hay can we reduce feeding the cow? How long should she be allowed to feed out of the round bale feeder or those kind of things? Can we substitute grain for hay? Utilizing stalks. You know, we got a lot of corn stalks this year. Can we utilize some of those? What other forages can we plant either now or in the spring that will give us some forage resources to help us just kind of stretch that along? We're also going to talk about feeding hay in rings and the different kinds of hay rings that there are. Do they reduce hay waste? We're also going to talk a little bit about rolling out hay. There's a lot of guys that roll hay out on pastures, and that's an option, you know. So we're going to talk about all of these things. We're also going to talk about using rumensin for the cow herd. And so we have a lot of really good topics, but let's just take one topic and just give it a for instance, let's say. So let's say hay is $150 a ton. That is about 7.5 cents a pound. Corn right now, if you grew it and you're trying to sell it to the elevator, is about 470. So that's about 8.3 cents a pound. Not a huge difference. So can we substitute? How much can we substitute? How do we meet the cow's needs if we can actually do that? Can we limit hay intake if we're feeding some grain? What do we need to do? You know, if we're feeding grain, that's a good way of putting rumensin in it. What's rumensin going to do for us? We're adding a cost by putting rumensin in. How's it going to save us money? Those are some of the things that we're going to talk about, and those are questions that you'll get answers to. That and many, many more. So I hope that you'll mark your calendars and plan to attend on November the 13th, 7 o'clock, at the Neosho County Community College here up on Logan Street in North Ottawa. And until then, stay safe.
Outstanding. So just 1 month away.
1 month.
I'm going to take a wild guess. Rumensin has something to do with aiding the cow's digestion.
Yeah.
Because of the rumen. That's a term that I know.
It helps with feed efficiency.
Ah.
So you can feed the same amount and actually get increased weight, or you can feed a little less and still maintain that weight. So, yes, it's something that we need to be looking at. Probably ought to be feeding to our cows every year.
Cow probiotics.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate the information. Look forward to talking to you again. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredithine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. That's the wrong one. I goofed. Don't mind me. Hang on. Let's do this again. That's the wrong one. Where is it?
You said it was Rebecca.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Because I read Rebecca's out cue. Duh. That's her out cue. Let's try this again. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and My watch is buzzing and that's annoying. Let's try this again. Third time's a charm. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.